Computer, begin logging the session.
Logging initiated.
This is Professor Victor Belmont dictating my observations of Experiment 778 for the Phoenix Project.
All equipment is operational and standing by.
Computer, lock the safety chamber and commence countdown to initiate portal sequence.
Chamber locked. Sequence to commence in 20 seconds.
I'm sorry, but you'll have to wait a few minutes until I'm finished in here.
Open up in there!
I said you'll just have to... No! You mustn't come in! Get out of here while there's still time!
Turn it off, now!
Impossible! Once the sequence has started...
In
I'll
five
just have
seconds.
To do it myself!
Four,
no!
Three,
please!
Two,
don't open that!
One.
Hi, my name is Mike Fowler. When I was 6 years old, my dad was my hero. As a fighter pilot, Dad went on dangerous missions. One night he didn't return. I never found him. So now, I work on my detective skills. And one day, I hope to find my dad. My clubhouse is a B-17 bomber. My three friends and I solve the mysteries of the town of Ambrosia. Together, we're the last chance detectives.
Last Flight of the Dragon Lady, audio case number 3.
Hey, Grandma.
Morning, Mike.
Could you please break this dollar for me? I need some change for the phone.
All right, but on one condition. I need you to do a favor for me. Earlier this morning, a courier came by and dropped off this tape for your grandfather. He made me promise to deliver it to Pop before noon. Can you believe the lack of patience these days?
Waitress, when's my food gonna be ready?
See what I mean? Sir, I'm sure it'll be coming up any time now. So, Mike, will you deliver the tape?
Sure, it's a deal.
Then here's your change.
Oh, thanks, Grandma.
There's a reason it's called twice-baked lasagna, you know.
Senator McBain's office, may I help you?
Hello, may I please speak to Senator McBain?
I'm sorry, but Senator McBain is not in his office today. May I take a message?
Yeah, I'm calling about John Fowler. He's an Air Force pilot who's been missing in action.
I know, Mike. The senator is well aware of your father's case.
But how did you know my name?
You call every Friday morning.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I wouldn't have to bother you so much if the senator would just return my calls. Is he even getting the messages?
Mike, you're no bother. And I assure you that the senator has received every one of your messages.
This is just very, very urgent.
I understand. I'll tell him you called.
Yeah, okay.
Well, 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 look who finally made it.
Hi, Winnie. Hi, guys.
You know, we were starting to worry that you may have meant to meet in the other B-17.
Ooh, do I detect an air of sarcasm in here, Winnie?
Who, me?
So, Mike, what's in the package?
Oh, it's just a tape I'm supposed to deliver. Pop and Professor Belmont like to trade swing music from the 40s.
Professor Belmont?
Yeah, they're always swapping Glenn Miller tapes or Benny Goodman, you know, that sort of thing.
No way!
Hey, what's the matter with you guys? I mean, don't you like swing music?
You tell him, Spence.
Tell me what?
Mike, last night there was a horrible accident at the professor's lab.
There's not much left of the place.
And unfortunately, no survivors.
What? What happened? Do you think it was some sort of a terrorist attack?
It's not likely. Probably just an experiment gone bad.
Word around town is that it may have been a small nuclear explosion.
That's gotta be just a rumor, Ben. Although the professor was a physicist, he studied quantum mechanics, not nuclear engineering.
So, what do you think's on the tape?
Hey, Ben, hand me the cassette player. Like I said, it's probably just some old swing music. Let's see.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I was just kind of hoping...
Roy, it's Victor.
It's him! It's Professor Belmont!
Shh!
If my lawyer has delivered this tape to you, then the worst must have occurred. And since I can think of no one I trust more, I'm afraid I must ask a terribly large favor. Roy, what I'm about to tell you may sound unbelievable, but if you're willing, then I must ask you to follow my instructions to the letter. Now, here's what I want you to do.
Mike, why'd you turn it off? It was just getting good!
Guys, we shouldn't be listening to this.
Oh, come on, Mike, we're kids! We're not supposed to know any better!
We've got to get this tape to Pop, pronto.
First Professor Belmont, and now this.
It's hard for all of us, Gail.
I know, but it's gonna crush him. At this point, I'm not sure Mike can handle it.
He'll have to, just like you, me, and Grandma. We have no choice. And it's only fair that he knows the truth.
Pop?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Mike, we're out here in the hangar.
Pop, we've been looking all over for you. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mrs. Fowler. Wow, the whole gang's here.
You're not gonna believe what we've got!
Whoa, what's this all about? Why is Ben carrying a boombox?
Wonder no further. Listen to this. It's a tape made by Professor Belmont.
Let him listen to it for himself, Ben.
Oh, this is way intense. Like one of those, thriller movies or something. Oh, I bet the professor suspected something might happen and made the secret tape.
Ben, would you just play it already?
I am. Give it a sec. Anyway, I guess you're the only person the professor really, really trusted. So do you realize what this means?
Well, I'm sure that he wanted to...
Oh, it means that it may not have been a lab accident at all.
Why isn't it playing, Ben?
I don't know. Let me see, okay? Well, I already pushed the... Uh-oh.
What?
What happened, Ben?
Nothing. I'm sure it's okay. here we go.
Secret tape.
Ben, would you just play it already?
I am.
Ben? Tell me you didn't just record over that message.
I'd be happy to tell you that, but the last chance detectives don't lie.
Oh, you big chucklehead!
He really erased my
overly
erased on my fingers!
Quiet, everybody! This tape is almost to the part where we stopped recording.
And now you know why this mission is so urgent. Time is of the essence. Given your knowledge and experience as a pilot, you're the perfect person to deliver the Dragon Lady to Pensacola. Remember, once you land on the tarmac, go to Hangar 18. You'll find the Advanced Technologies Lab offices in the upper part of the complex. To complete your delivery, locate a small, unmarked door on the left-hand side of the hangar. There you'll find a wall phone. Just dial extension 4541, and your job will be complete. Roy, I'm sorry if this puts you in a spot, but I just don't know who else I can turn to or trust. Thank you.
Well, I guess that's all there is.
Thanks to Ben.
Just who is the Dragon Lady, Pop?
Well, she's not a person, Spence. The Dragon Lady's an old dual-prop DC-3. The professor used it for various experiments. They hired me a couple of months back to give it a complete overhaul.
It must be quite a plane for it to be so important to the professor.
Well, that's what's a little odd, Gail. The DC-3 isn't all that rare or valuable.
Maybe it's loaded with valuable research equipment.
Maybe. Maybe not. But the professor was a dear friend. And if his last wish is for me to deliver the Dragon Lady to Pensacola, then so be it.
You mean you're going through with it?
Despite the missing information, I think we have enough to go on. I'll give the plane a quick once-over and should have her ready to go by tomorrow morning. You kids wouldn't happen to know where I could find a support crew willing to go to Pensacola for a few days, would you?
Pensacola? Cool.
I'm in.
Well, then as long as it's okay with your parents, we leave first thing tomorrow.
Morning, Pop. How's the Dragon Lady running?
Yeah, pretty good, Gail. Although the number two engine's idling a little rough.
Is it going to be a problem?
Oh, nah. Another mechanic probably wouldn't even notice. But just 2 months ago, I had that engine running like a Swiss watch.
Pop, considering the news Mike's about to get, are you sure this is a good time for him to be away from home?
It's better than him sitting around dwelling on what happened.
Then I guess we shouldn't put off telling him any longer.
Leave that to me, Gail. I'll tell him when the time is right.
So where are the kids, anyway?
Well, I sent them to see if Sheriff Smitty could fill in any missing pieces about the lab accident.
Do you think any of the wild rumors floating around town could be true?
Knowing the professor, we probably can't even imagine the half of it.
Whoa, look at this place.
It's like the entire lab just melted away under some kind of alien heat ray.
Hey, check this out.
What is it, Spence?
Look at the burn marks on the floor and the way the debris is scattered around the perimeter.
It's all laying in kind of a swirl pattern, as if it was made by some sort of cosmic tornado or...
It's just like those big crop circles you see on TV.
Man!
What have you got, Mike?
The wall over here. Look at the wall.
Do I really want to see this?
Those look like shadows. Three human shadows burned right into the cement.
Hiroshima.
Hiro what?
When they dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima, the blast was so intense that it burned human shadows right into cement walls.
Hey!
Sheriff Smitty!
What are you kids doing in here?
Arlene told us we could find you here.
Who's your friend?
This is Agent Garfield from the FBI.
So, do you always let the public contaminate critical evidence like this, Sheriff?
Well, may I remind you that you're looking at virtually the entire Ambrosia Police Department? It's kind of hard to keep accident scenes secure when I'm having to chauffeur FBI agents all over town.
You're a real FBI agent?
As a matter of fact, yes. Now, would you please leave?
But I think we can help your investigation.
Oh, I'm sure you can. And you can begin by going out the way you came.
But we have a message from Professor Belmont himself.
You heard the man. Just y'all clear out, okay?
Wait a minute. A message from Belmont?
Yeah, he sent my grandfather a tape just before he died.
What do you know about this, Smitty?
First I've heard.
Well, I'm afraid I'm gonna have to confiscate that tape. Now.
Well, Gail, I think you've put together more than enough supplies for the trip. I'm afraid this old Suburban couldn't hold much more.
Okay, Pop, can we go over all this one more time?
Sure. It's simple, really. You'll be our ground crew and the way back to Ambrosia once the plane is delivered.
Mm-hmm.
If you and Winnie leave right now, we should be able to meet up at the airstrip for dinner tonight.
And that's in Beaumont?
Right.
Okay. We spend the night there and continue to Pensacola the next morning.
Exactly. Once we've delivered the plane, we can all enjoy a relaxing drive back home. Maybe even stop at one of those amusement parks along the way.
Oh, that's a great idea. They're the kids. Looks like they're all packed.
So, are you guys ready to go?
You bet. Pensacola, Florida, here we come.
Florida? I thought we were going to a soft drink factory.
Ben, what is that in your mouth?
Pop Rocks. I'm proving to Winnie that even when I mix Pop Rocks and soda, my head won't explode.
Unfortunately, he's right this time.
So what did Smitty have to say, Mike?
Well, he couldn't add much to what we already know. Hey, but we did meet an FBI agent there.
FBI?
Yeah. Agent Garfield was really interested in the professor's message to you, and he wanted to see the Dragon Lady right away.
Where is he now?
We left him inside the plane to conduct his investigation.
He asked us to wait outside so he wouldn't be distracted. Go figure.
I should probably have a word with him before we leave. Agent Garfield? Agent Garfield. Oh, well, that's strange. No one's here.
Sheriff Smitty.
Yeah? How can I help you, sir?
Yes, I'm with the FBI. I was told to meet you here at your office so we could begin an investigation of yesterday's lab accident.
I sure wish you federal guys would coordinate your efforts better. I just finished going over all this with Agent Garfield.
Sheriff, I'm Agent Garfield.
Is this your idea of some kind of joke?
No, not at all. Here's my ID.
What in the blue blazes?
Sheriff. Sheriff, where are you going?
I gotta call Pop before it's too late.
Do you think that could be the sheriff calling? Agent Garfield?
I don't know, but I'm not picking it up to find out.
So, you're sure the package is on board the plane, right?
Gotta be. The old man just showed up before I could find it. Don't worry, though. I managed to plant a tracking device while I was on board.
Bingo! Let's go get him.
So, do you have any idea what the professor was working on, Pop?
Well, he was pretty secretive about his experiments. But he did once tell me that he was researching something to do with, black holes, I think.
I'm not even sure what a black hole is.
You're not alone, Ben. But based on the laws of quantum mechanics, scientists believe it's theoretically possible for a black hole to produce gravitational waves.
Okay, Spence, I'm sorry, but your mouth moved, and I have no idea what you just said.
The theory goes back to Einstein. It's basically a ripple in the space-time curvature that travels with the speed of light.
Hey, Spence, conceptually you're at about a 9 right now. We need you to go ahead and take it down to about a, we'll say a 1.
Time travel!
Oh, now I'm tracking with you.
Or possibly immediate spatial displacement.
Okay, totally lost again.
You know, something along the lines of those teleporters you read about in your comic books.
Oh, yeah! Why didn't you say so? Cool!
So do you think it's possible that the professor was experimenting with some kind of small black hole?
Maybe that's what caused the swirl pattern we saw in the lab.
It's as good an explanation as any.
Do you think time travel's even possible, Pop?
Well, we know that God exists outside the boundaries of time and space. He even let a few of the prophets see what was going to happen in the future. But I really don't know if he would allow us to travel through time on our own. It's an intriguing idea, though, isn't it?
Definitely.
Look, if you boys are tired, why don't you take a nap in the back? We've got plenty of time.
Sounds good. I think my brain just melted down anyway.
Anyone still awake back there, Mike?
Nope, just me. Keep thinking about this time travel stuff.
Yeah, raises some pretty interesting questions, doesn't it?
Yeah. I know what I'd do if time travel was possible.
What's that?
I'd go back and warn Dad not to go on the mission.
Yeah, me too. Look, Mike, there's something I've been meaning to talk to you about.
Really? What is it?
Well, yesterday morning, your mom received a phone call from Senator McMain's office.
That he did call. Well, what did he say?
Well, he called to tell us that they finally located your dad's F-16.
They did?
Yeah, they've got some new satellite technology that was able to take pictures of the entire area. It's been hard to find. There wasn't much wreckage left.
What? No, maybe it's not really explained, Pop. You know, they probably just made a mistake. Yeah. As long as they keep looking, I'm sure that they'll find that it's really...
Mike, they're not going to look anymore.
What? Why?
Based on the tail numbers they were able to read, they're sure it was your dad's fighter.
No. No, they are wrong, Pop. Okay, he's
Son.
Alive. I know he is, Pop. I know he is.
Mike, they've officially changed his status from missing in action to killed in action.
No. No.
I'm so sorry.
Howdy, Smitty.
Mrs. Fowler, we need to talk to Pop immediately. Is he carrying a cell phone with him?
Pop? No. Oh, no, he doesn't believe in the things. But Gail's planning on meeting up with him tonight. She's got one.
Ma'am, I'm afraid I'm going to need that number. I'm Agent Garfield with the FBI.
The FBI? Pop and the kids aren't in some kind of danger, are they?
Well, it's very possible Agent Garfield and I are just jumping to conclusions.
Shoot straight with me, Smitty. What if you're not jumping to conclusions?
Then they could be in trouble. More trouble than you can possibly imagine.
Thank you.
Mike! Wait up! Where are you going?
I thought I'd take a walk around the airport.
But the sun's not even up yet.
Hey, why aren't you still in bed?
I couldn't sleep either.
Yeah, who said I couldn't sleep?
Well, you were tossing and turning all night. It kept me awake.
Look, I'm sorry, okay? Maybe I just don't like sleeping in motel rooms.
Mike, we've been friends for a long time. Now, I can tell when something's wrong. What is it?
Ben.
Yeah?
You're only in your boxer shorts.
What? Oh, yeah.
You might want to put something else on.
Right. I'll just be a sec.
Hold it, Ben.
No, you're right. I do look pretty silly.
No, look at our plane. The door's open.
It's not my fault, okay? Spence was in charge of locking it up.
Hey, there's stuff scattered all around the door. I think it's been broken into.
Mike, there's somebody still in there.
Yeah, it looks like two of them. They're ransacking the plane. They can't do that.
Get off the fence, Mike. They'll see us.
Go get the cops, Ben. Hurry.
Please, help! Over here!
It's those kids. Hurry up. Let's go.
Stop. I said stop. Hurry, Ben, hurry! They're getting away!
Mr. Fowler, I'm sorry we weren't able to stop them.
I am too.
I guess we got distracted chasing that half-naked kid.
I was wearing boxers!
Officer, how could they just get into our plane like that?
Yeah, I thought this area was supposed to be secure.
It is. Nobody can gain access without an ID.
Hello, this is Gail. Hey, Smitty. Oh, I'm sorry. I only remembered to turn on my cell phone this morning. Pop, yes, he's right here. Pop, it's Sheriff Smitty. He says it's urgent.
What can I do for you, Smitty?
Pop, I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Well, seems like the day for it.
The FBI has reason to suspect that someone's following you.
Well, after what happened this morning, I shouldn't be surprised. So what tipped you off? Was it Agent Garfield?
Pop, that man back in Ambrosia wasn't the real Agent Garfield.
Garfield was an imposter?
And I brought him right to you, fake ID and all.
Well, that must have been how they gained access to the airfield last night. Anything else?
That's about it.
Okay, Smitty. Thanks. Did everybody catch most of that?
Pretty much.
What began as a scenic cross-country jaunt for our heroes has suddenly turned into a terrorizing story of espionage, intrigue, and murder.
Who said anything about murder, Ben?
Sounds more dramatic that way.
So Agent Garfield was a phony.
And apparently he's on our trail. What should we do, Pop?
Well, I think the best thing is just to keep moving. Hopefully once we drop off this plane tonight, all this sordid business will be behind us. Gail, they seem to be after something on the plane, so you and Winnie should be safe. Why don't you two hit the road, and we'll take off as soon as I can verify that none of the plane's equipment has been damaged.
Okay, but be careful.
We will.
Then we'll see you all tonight. Come on, Winnie.
All right.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye. Bye.
Boys, I've got a job for you. Since Mike and Ben interrupted those men, whatever they were after must still be on board. While I check out the instruments, I want you to go over every square inch of this plane and see what you can find.
Right.
So, what are we looking for again?
That's the problem. I have no idea.
Well, Pop, we checked every nook and cranny, but we only came up with this.
What is it?
It appears to be a small homing beacon. It's not part of the plane's emergency system, is it?
No, Spence, it's not. The emergency beacon is built right into the plane. This looks more like a homemade job.
So that's how they're tracking us.
Not anymore, Ben. I'll toss it overboard while you...
Well, the old man found the locator.
At least they didn't discover my listening bug.
What does it matter? Without that locator, we can't follow him anyway. Game over.
No, it's not. I'll sabotage the plane before I let him get away.
What about the canister?
It should be able to survive a crash.
Oh, and just how do you plan to bring down an entire plane anyway?
I'm working on it.
With all that's happened, I plumb forgot about breakfast. Problem is, I don't want to leave the plane unattended again.
I'm fairly certain that the restaurant in the airport delivers. I'd be happy to call them on my cell phone.
Good idea, Spence.
Hey, that's it!
What? You heard them. They're not going anywhere. They're just going to order in food.
Bingo.
How's everything look, Pop?
Ship shape. Both tanks are fueled. We're ready to hit the trail.
Hey, guys! Our breakfast is here.
Yeah, I've got an order here for a Mr. Fowler.
Oh! Well,
that would be me. I'm Roy Fowler.
Right, well, where would you like me to set this down here?
I'll take it right here!
Easy there, son. Some of this is a little hot. Your napkins and your little plastic utensils are right inside the bag.
Oh, french fries. Oh, this is no good.
Ben, did you just bite off a piece of fork?
Probably.
Sorry about that, mister. We're all a little hungry. How much do I owe you?
Yeah, let's see. That'll be $34.50.
How about I make it an even 40?
Bingo.
Pop, can I get you anything?
Oh, no thanks, Mike. I'm fine. Who's winning the Monopoly tournament?
I'm not sure. The game pieces keep sliding off the board.
Oh, sorry about that.
It's all right. And I feel much like playing today anyway.
Yeah, well, I know what you mean. Kind of feels like somebody kicked the stuffings out of you, doesn't it? Son, you know, it would probably do us both some good to talk about what happened to your dad. Don't you think? Look, I don't think I need to ask you what you're feeling, because I'm going through it myself. I lost my own dad when I was in my teens. Losing a son is every bit as bad, if not worse. Okay, well, I reckon we can talk about it some other time, when you're ready. Oh, Mike. Son, I am so sorry.
It's just that he didn't answer my prayers, Bob. I went to God every day, really. I was really trusting that everything would be okay, but he didn't answer, Pop. Why?
I don't understand it all either, Mike. I'm not sure we're meant to. Look, the Bible says man's steps are ordained by the Lord. How then can man understand his ways? You see, I don't think we're supposed to know why God allows bad things to happen, but we are supposed to trust. Trust that He is a loving God that works all things together for our good.
Yeah, well, what kind of good can come out of my dad dying?
I don't know, Mike. I just don't know. But many times it seems like God lets things get worse just before He makes them better.
Pop!
Oh, gotta pay more attention to my altitude there.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't be distracting you like this. Are you sure you're okay?
Oh, I think so. Just got a little lightheaded there for a minute. Maybe I do need some water.
Hey, Ben, can you get Pop a bottle of water?
Gotcha.
That's probably just the heat.
It's not really hot in here, Pop.
Here's the water. Oh, good grief, Pop. You're sweating like a turkey on Christmas Eve.
What?
Thanks for all your help, Ben.
Oh, here it comes again.
Pop!
Mike, take a look at that flight atlas, would you?
Yeah, sure. What am I looking for?
Oh, we just passed over New Iberia, Louisiana. See if there's an airport between here and New Orleans. Or if I should double back.
We're setting her down?
I'm not taking any chance.
Pop? Oh. Pop?
Oh, I won't let this happen. I can't.
Pop!
Mike, grab the wheel for a second and... hand me the microphone.
Okay, what altitude should I keep her at? Pop? Pop?
Oh, Mike.
Pop? Pop? Pop!
Ha ha! You guys are teasing! Right?
Pop!
What's going on?
It's Pop. Something's wrong. He's...
He's unconscious!
Bingo!
What? Already?
I saw a baby in a car seat, a stop sign, a yellow school bus, a farm dog, and the letter Q. That's a diagonal win, making me the undisputed car bingo champ. Hello?
Give me Mrs. Fowler.
Oh, how's it going, Spence?
Now, Winnie, now!
You know what? You have absolutely no sense of phone etiquette. Here, Mrs. Fowler. It's only Spence. Hello?
Mrs. Fowler, please don't panic, okay?
Why would I panic, Spencer?
It's Pop. He passed out.
What?
He got sick or something, and he's not moving.
Okay, who's flying the plane?
Mike's flying it.
But he doesn't know how to fly... Spencer, have you tried using the radio?
Yes, but when Pop passed out, he snapped the microphone cord in half.
What?
Mrs. Fowler, I'm really scared.
Oh, don't worry, Spence, don't worry. I'm going to do something, so don't you worry.
Mike, you know how to fly this thing, right?
Pop showed me enough that I think I can keep her in the air, but landing? Guys, I don't even know where to begin.
Keeping it in the air is good.
Airspeed and altitude seem okay. Okay, I think I got things pretty much under control. At least for now.
Good, okay. I'm feeling calm. What's wrong? It's the fuel light!
I think it'll be all right.
Mike, fuel is kind of important.
No, this happened to Pop once before. We have two tanks. I just need to switch over to the full one.
How do we do that?
Well, I'm pretty sure we just have to... I have absolutely no idea.
You don't know? Why didn't you pay better attention?
Hey, how am I supposed to know, okay? I didn't know I was gonna fly the plane.
And you're the one who wants to be a pilot someday?
Oh, you think you can do a better job?
Easy, guys. Take it easy.
Take it easy? Spence, we don't know how to land, and we're about to run out of fuel.
Mr. Fowler? Pop? You gotta wake up!
Try dumping the water bottle on him, Ben.
Good idea.
How's he looking now?
Wet. What was that?
We just lost our number one engine.
No, this can't be happening.
Calm down, Ben. We gotta think, not panic. Spence, you gotta help me find the gas tank switch before we lose the number two engine.
Okay, I'm looking.
Oh, it's no use, we're doomed.
You're not helping, Ben.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. You guys are my best buddies, you know that?
Find anything, Spence?
Not yet, there's too many buttons.
And I just wanted to say that I'm sorry I ate your chocolate Easter bunny 3 years ago, Mike.
Maybe this is... Nope, that's not it either. Doesn't this thing have a driver's manual?
And Spence, one time I kind of borrowed your school papers and said it was mine.
This isn't necessary, Ben.
I just need to get these things off my chest before...
Spence, we're running out of time.
I'm looking.
I have a secret crush on Winnie!
You do?
Hello, Mrs. Fowler?
No, son. She gave me your number. This is Sam Logan. I'm an air traffic controller.
Mike, it's an air traffic controller.
Oh, good. Ask him how to switch tanks.
We need to switch tanks. We've lost our number one engine already, and we're almost out of fuel.
All right, now first, can you tell me what the altimeter is reading?
Mike, he wants to know our altitude.
3,600 feet. Oh, no, make that 35.
He says...
I heard him. Now, how about your airspeed?
Airspeed, Mike?
A little over 110 knots.
That's good. Now, before we switch over the tanks, I want you to gain a little altitude.
He says we should gain some altitude.
Right.
And while he's doing that, can you tell me what you see out the window? Any visual landmarks that might help us to get a fix on your position?
We passed New Iberia about 20 minutes ago, and we're due south of New Orleans, I think. Ben, he needs some visual landmarks.
Well, I see a cloud.
On the ground.
Oh, well, there's a lot of trees and water. Man, it looks like a swamp down there. Oh, there's a long bridge, and it's painted orange.
Did you catch all that?
I sure did. That's good enough. Now, let's turn our attention to that fuel problem.
Okay, what do you want us to do?
Do you see the center console with all the long levers sticking out of it?
Yes, it's right in front of me.
Good. You guys are doing great. Now, I want you to listen to me very carefully. I want you to maintain your airspeed and monitor your...
Hello? Sir? Hello?
What happened?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. You've traveled outside of our service area. Please try your call again later.
Oh, man. You guys aren't gonna believe this.
It's our number two engine. We're out of fuel.
Just pray that you would watch over them and keep... Hello?
Hello? Hello, Mrs. Fowler. It's air traffic control.
Did you call them?
Yes,
Someone's talking them down, right?
I'm afraid we lost contact before we could get very far.
What?
We're trying to call them back, but so far we're having no luck.
Please. They're only boys. Please help them.
Yes, ma'am. We're doing our best.
We can't glide much further. Did you find that fuel switch yet?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Hurry up, Spence!
Just keep your eyes on our altitude, Ben.
700 feet!
Spence, we're running out of sky. We can't wait any longer for you to be sure.
Yeah, just start pushing things. We're down to only 500 feet!
This might be it.
Then push it.
What if it's not it? What if it does something awful?
400 feet!
Just push it, Spence!
Push it!
Okay, I'm pretty sure it's the right one. Here goes.
Whatever you do, don't push that button.
Pop!
Mr. Fowler, he's awake, you guys! He's awake!
Quick, get him into his seat.
No, it's too dizzy.
Altitude is only 200 feet!
Pop, we're running out of gas. What do we do?
Two dials. Bottom of the console.
I see them!
Those are the fuel selector valves. Rotate them right.
It's done.
100 feet, Mom!
The engines! Pop the engines!
Push the red ignition switch above the front window.
Got it! Yeah!
Now, pull back. Nice and easy.
Tree! Mike, we're gonna hit that tree!
I can't pull up!
Look out!
We hit the... We're gonna...
We're here, Mike.
What happened?
You banged your head pretty good.
No. No, what happened to the plane?
We're in the plane. Or at least what's left of it.
Oh, man. We crashed. Where's Pop?
Right here, Mike.
I think he's got a couple of cracked ribs.
I've had worse.
And we all made it?
Yeah, can you believe our luck? We ended up in an open patch of swamp.
Just shy of a very dense forest. A few more yards would have been disastrous.
It was more than luck, boys. We have a lot to be thankful for.
I'll say.
You did good, Mike.
Yeah, real good. Crashed.
Well, under the circumstances, you did an incredible job. We're all alive, aren't we?
What was that? A crocodile?
Ben, it was just the plane settling into the mud. Besides, crocodiles aren't native to North America.
Oh, that's good.
It's the alligators you need to worry about.
Alligators?
Yeah. The Louisiana wetlands are home to over 1 million alligators growing as large as 17 feet in length.
More than I needed to know, Spence.
So what do we do now, Pop?
Every plane is equipped with a rescue beacon. It automatically starts signaling after a collision.
Then they already know where we are.
Well, it's not quite that easy, Mike. I'm sure they have a general idea of where we went down, but... I'll have to send a plane over to sweep the area and pick up our beacon. Oh, listen for a second.
It's a rescue plane.
Oh, could be a spotter. Sounds like he's getting closer, too.
Come on, guys, let's flag it down.
Oh, not so fast, boys. Let's think this thing through. What if it's not a rescue plane?
What do you mean, Mr. Fowler?
Well, the way my head was spinning, I'm pretty sure I was slipped some kind of tranquilizer back in Texas.
You mean someone wanted the plane to go down?
Looks that way. Based on their ability to track us in the past, well, let's just hope our rescuers get here first.
But what could they be after?
Yeah, this plane's been completely searched several times now.
I've been thinking about that, too. Somebody give me a hand up, will you?
Here you go, Pop.
Oh.
Are you sure you're all right?
Oh, still a little lightheaded, I guess. Ben, you know where I stowed my toolbox, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, then get it. It's time to get to the bottom of this mystery.
Hello?
Mrs. Fowler, this is Sam Logan at the FAA. We think we've spotted your son's plane.
You have?
The good news is that the fuselage appears to be in one piece. It somehow landed in an open field of swampland.
Oh, thank you, Lord, thank you.
Better yet, the search and rescue pilot thinks he's already spotted somebody moving around down there.
I can't believe it. Where are they? We want to see them right away.
Well, it's a pretty remote location, but let me see if I can find someone who can give you directions.
Wait. Before you go, I wanted to thank you for all you've done.
You're welcome, ma'am. We're all hoping for the best.
That ought to do it. Boys, get up here and help me lift off the top of this crankcase.
Sure, Pop.
We've been over every square inch of this plane, inside and out. But there's one place no one ever thought of looking. Everybody set? On three. One, two, three. That's good. Set her down. Oh, my ribs. I probably shouldn't have done that.
Are you all right, Mr. Fowler?
Yeah, just let me sit down a spell.
So you think they hid something in the engine?
Well, it's been eating at me since we were in Ambrosia. I rebuilt both of those engines a few months ago and had them running perfectly. This number two engine's been idling a little rough ever since we got her. And I can see why now.
What?
That rocker arm is missing the number 15 piston. It was there a few months ago, so someone had to intentionally remove it. And you know what that means, don't you?
No.
We've got an empty cylinder chamber. Do you think you can reach in there for me, Mike?
Sure. Let's see.
Feel anything?
Yeah. It just feels like a part of the engine. Hey, maybe it's a missing piston.
Well, pull it out and let's take a look.
Okay, here it comes. Got it.
What is that thing? It appears to be a canister. Hurry up, open it!
The cap doesn't want to... Oh, there.
What's inside? What's inside?
Mike, your hands are too greasy. Let Spence pull it out.
All right. Let's see what we've got here. It's only some papers? What a ripoff.
These aren't just papers. They're blueprints.
We've got company.
Be careful, boys. We don't know who it is yet.
It sure looks like an official helicopter.
This is Agent Garfield of the FBI. Remain where you are. It will soon be down to rescue you.
Garfield? Hey, that's the name of the imposter back in Ambrosia.
Everyone back in the plane. Now!
Drop me right here!
Negative. No can do.
What's the problem?
It's risky. Too many trees. We got a clearing about 100 yards from here that should do.
Then hurry up about it!
Boys, we don't have time to fool around, so I'm going to give it to you straight.
I don't like the sound of this already.
If the men who are after us were willing to crash this plane, then there's no reason to believe they'll let us live once they get what they're after.
Oh, no!
That's why our only hope is if you boys can get away with the canister.
You mean we? If we can get away with the canister.
I can't run, Mike. I can barely stand. I'll only hold you back.
No! We're not leaving you here.
Go.
No.
I repeat, stay where you are. I'm coming down to your position.
Mike, I said go.
But Pop...
Go, now!
Let's go, Mike. Come on!
Chopper One, I'm on the ground. I'm on the ground.
Be advised, team leader. We've got some movement over at the plane.
Come again, Chopper One. I didn't copy that.
And we've got two, maybe three individuals on foot running from the crash site.
Which way are they headed?
East. They're headed east.
You keep your eyes on them. I'll secure the plane.
Roger that.
Nobody gets away from this crash site. Do you hear me? Nobody.
Come on, guys. Hurry.
Hold it. I gotta catch my breath.
I'm for that.
Listen.
The helicopter is headed this way. It must be searching for us.
Then let's get moving.
No, Mike! This is as far as we go!
Ben, I know you think you can't run anymore, but you've got to try.
You can't outrun a chopper! Don't you watch the news?
He's right, Mike. Nobody ever gets away.
So you guys just want to give up?
Who said anything about giving up?
Chopper One, which way are they headed, over?
Well, they that's strange.
What is it?
They were headed east just a second ago.
You lost them? I told you not to take your eyes off of them.
Don't worry, team leader. They couldn't have gotten far.
Quit blabbing and find them.
I think I just swallowed half of the swamp.
It worked. It really worked.
You're right, Ben. The only way to elude a helicopter is simply to stop running and hide.
And who says TV isn't good for you?
Hey, guys, we better stop congratulating ourselves and get out of here before he comes back. Hey, looks like a road up there. Come on. Wait. Stop for a minute and listen.
Is the chopper coming back?
No. Don't you hear it?
A train!
Yeah!
Come on. I think we found our ticket out of here.
Chopper One, I'm outside the wreck. Looks like somebody's dismantled one of the engines. We've got to assume they found it. That's why it is absolutely imperative that no one breaches the perimeter.
Roger that.
I'm going inside to see if anyone's still there. Find any sign of the three that ran off?
Negative. But I know they haven't made it this far yet. So I'm going to start tightening the noose with long sweeps back and forth. They won't get away. Over.
Well, there's no sign of anybody inside either. I'm heading back in your direction to see if I can... Hey! Open this door! Do you hear me? I said open this door! Let me out of here!
Come on, Ben!
We made it and so can you!
Grab my hand and I'll pull you in!
The train's too fast!
Get a hold of my belt, Spence! Don't let me fall out! Now, Ben, reach. Come on, reach.
I'm trying to. I don't think I can.
Gotcha. Pull, Spence, now.
Oh, I made it. I made it.
Ben, you're suffocating me.
Oh, sorry about that, Spence.
Now, if we only knew where this train was headed. Well, what happened to Pop?
I know who you are, Agent Garfield. You're the same imposter who's been trailing us since we left Ambrosia. The same skunk who tried to murder us all to get the plans.
No, you got it wrong. I admit, I have been following you. But it was to catch the man who was impersonating me back in Ambrosia and to protect you.
Right.
I am the real Garfield. I work for the FBI.
I've got only one response to that, Mr. Garfield.
What's that?
Prove it!
Another dead end! How are we supposed to get there, Mrs. Fowler?
I don't know, Winnie. Do you see any signs?
There aren't any signs. It's like a maze out here.
Hello?
Gail? Smitty.
Oh, Smitty. You're not gonna believe what's happened to us.
I've got a pretty good idea. I've been in contact with the FBI and they brought me up to speed. Now, Gail, they need your help.
My help? How could I possibly help them?
All you gotta do is make a phone call.
Mr. Fowler, are you still out there?
I'm not going anywhere.
I've got someone on the line that I think can clear this whole thing up. If you'll just let me slide my cell phone out.
All right, but don't try anything funny.
All right, got it?
Yeah, I got it. Hello?
Pop! It's Gail.
Gail?
Is everyone okay?
Yeah, a little banged up maybe, but we're all fine. Gail, how did you get on this line?
Oh, the That's right. I'm supposed to tell you that this Garfield fellow really is an agent for the FBI.
But Smitty said he was an imposter.
The Garfield back in Ambrosia was. Smitty says the one with you is the real deal.
Oh, great.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, I'm just a little angry with myself. Hold on a second. You can come out now, Mr. Garfield.
About time. Chopper One, have you spotted them yet?
Negative. But we've got backup arriving.
Pop, are you there? Pop?
Yeah, Gail.
Can I talk to Mike?
That's gonna be a bit of a problem.
Did you get close to the crash site? What's going on?
The place is crawling with cops. Mostly FBI. They've got the whole place locked down.
Did they recover the blueprints?
That's the good news. I got close enough to hear that those kids took off with them.
The kids took off?
Yeah, nobody knows where they are.
Then it's anybody's ball game. We just gotta find them first.
Yeah, but how?
Get in the car and let's start looking. Who knows? Maybe we'll... Hurry up. Here comes somebody.
Excuse me? Sir?
Yeah?
Are you part of the search and rescue team?
FBI, ma'am. What can I do for you?
We're looking for the crash site. We've gotten completely turned around on all these back roads and wondered if you might point us in the right direction.
Well, we're a little busy right now.
I'm Gail Fowler, the mother of one of the boys.
Oh? Well, in that case, ma'am, I think we can do more than just point you in the right direction. Jump in. We'll take you right there.
Thank you. That would be a huge help.
Bingo.
You've been awful quiet, Mike.
Yeah, I'm okay.
It's Pop, isn't it? We all feel bad, Mike.
I can't believe we just left him.
Well, Mike, under the circumstances, it's the only thing we could do.
He'll be all right. If he made it through World War II, he can survive this.
Yeah, but he was a teenager back then. Now he's in his 70s, and when we left him... Well, he looked in pretty bad shape.
Then let's pray for him.
Hey, that's a good idea. It might help things if Spence prays. Don't you think, Mike?
Yeah, I guess. I don't really know what difference it'll make.
What are you talking about? You're the one that's always telling us prayer changes things.
And you're constantly praying for your dad to come home.
Yeah, I know.
So why are you acting like this?
We got a call from Senator McBain this week.
You did?
Why didn't you tell us?
He said that my dad wasn't coming home. Ever.
Oh, Mike. We didn't know. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Then we'll do it for you.
Do what, Spence?
Pray.
But I've never...
Ben, you go first, and I'll close.
Okay. I guess. Hello. Hi. Dear God. This is... us. Yeah. And... You haven't heard from me that much, at least not since Scott Buchanan cornered me in that alley. We wanted to ask you to take good care of Pop. Just please don't let anything bad happen to him. Anyway, we could sure use the help. Over and out. Amen.
Hey!
I know! I kinda messed up the end.
The prayer was fine, Ben. Thanks.
Guys! I thought my cell phone shorted out back in the swamp. But look, I've got service again.
You mean we can call my mom?
I think so. Here, Mike, give it a try.
Okay.
Wow, it's like God really heard my prayer.
Absolutely, Ben.
It's ringing.
Hello?
Mom, it's Mike.
Mike?
Mom, it's so good to hear
Hello,
your voice.
Hello, Mike.
Who is this?
No questions, Mike. Just listen to me very carefully. If you ever want to see your mom and your little girlfriend again, you will do exactly as I say. Understand?
I understand.
Bingo.
Thank you.
Sector 3 is all clear. Moving to 4.
Roger.
Agent Garfield, is there any word yet on the boys?
Nothing definitive, Mr. Fowler. I've got a team of bloodhounds working the area, but the trail went cold at a railroad track.
Well, under the circumstances, jumping a train sounds exactly like something Mike would do.
Any luck calling their cell phone?
I keep trying, but for some reason, no one picks up.
Shouldn't we answer it, Mike? What if it's someone who can help?
The kidnappers told us not to talk to anyone or my mom and Winnie would suffer the consequences.
But how could they even find out?
I'm not sure, Ben, but we can't take that chance.
You guys sure we got off at the right train stop?
The kidnapper said to get off at the Norco train station and head straight down 6th Street to Ingalls Park.
And, if my watch is correct, we're precisely on time.
Thanks, Spence.
Here comes a car now.
That can't be them.
Why not?
A stretch limo.
Would one of you boys be named Mike?
That's me.
Bingo. Climb in the back.
No. We're not going anywhere until we know where my mom and Winnie are.
Just get in.
I said no.
Wrong answer, kid. See ya.
Wait. Wait, wait. Now hold on just a minute.
All right, kid. You're not making the rules. We are. Is that clear?
Okay.
I'm sorry. What was that?
I said yes, sir.
Oh, I like that. Now get in the back.
Should we do it, Mike?
I don't think we have a choice.
Wow. I bet you can fit an entire bowling alley in the back of this thing.
Or a jail cell. Notice how the driver's compartment is partitioned off.
Just get in.
Mike!
Mom! Winnie, are you all right?
We're fine, but now they've got all of us.
I sure hope you guys are better at untying knots than you are at negotiating for hostages.
They've locked the doors.
Then we'll go out the windows. Hand me that canister, Spence.
Careful, Mike.
Everybody cover your eyes.
Unbreakable glass!
In case you haven't noticed, there's no way out of this car.
Look, we've fulfilled our end of the bargain. Now let us go like you promised.
Not yet. We still need you for one last piece of business.
Mr. Fowler, I finally got some news for you.
The boys! You found them!
No. This has to do with an abandoned vehicle we located.
I'm not quite following you. I thought you said the boys hopped a train.
Well, they did. But less than a mile from here, we found a blue Suburban with Arizona plates. 359RDV.
But those are my plates. Oh, no. You're not saying that...
Yes, Mr. Fowler. We're pretty sure they've got Gail and Winnie.
This is the place. Get the kid.
You, come with me.
Me?
Yeah, and bring the canister. The rest of you stay put.
Listen, I'll do whatever you say. Just let the others go.
You know, I hate to revisit this again, but who was it that makes the rules?
You make the rules.
I'm glad we're back on the same page. Now, you see that security phone over there?
Advanced Technology Labs? This must be Pensacola, Florida. The place the professor told us about, but how did you... Wait a minute. You guys want me to make the delivery.
See? We're not so bad.
Here, dial 4541 and tell them you've got the package.
Hello, may I help you?
My name is Mike Fowler. I'm here to make a delivery.
Pop Fowler's grandson?
Yes, sir.
Mike, I've got you on the security camera. Where's Pop? And who are those two men with you?
Oh, well, we're with the FBI, sir. I'm Agent Garfield, and this is Agent Redding. We were sent to protect the package after Mr. Fowler ran into some trouble.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'll buzz you in immediately. Come in. Mike, please tell me what happened to your grandfather. Is he all right?
Professor Belmont. But how did you survive that lab explosion?
My boy, I'm Richard Belmont. I'm afraid you've got me confused with my brother Victor, who perished in that awful accident.
But you look exactly the same.
Identical twins have that tendency.
Now that you've let us in, we can lose the pretense, Professor. You're no more a twin than we are FBI agents.
What?
We've had you under surveillance for weeks.
And we were outside your lab when you used that, time-space device to escape.
Time-space? Gentlemen, I really have no idea what you're talking about.
Really? Let's just cut to the chase, shall we, Doc? We've been hired by a foreign client to retrieve your latest invention.
You remember? That device that opens small black holes and allows travel through both time and space.
Well, that's preposterous. Time travel is impossible. The stuff of comic books.
Oh, really? Then how did you get here?
Well, I...
And more importantly, Professor, where's my brother?
Your brother?
You see, we've already got the blueprints to the invention.
We came here to find out what you did to my brother. He went into the lab that night. You pulled your little disappearing act.
Well, let me think for a moment.
Listen, if you don't stop playing games right now...
No, let go of me!
Hold on, don't hurt the boy. Okay, first, let me assure you that your brother is quite alive.
Be more specific.
When he broke into the lab, I changed the coordinates of the teleporter to a contingency default setting.
Contingency default... Just tell me where he is!
I sent him where he belongs.
And that would be...
A federal prison.
Spence, I don't think you can take apart an entire armrest with just a hairpin.
Have you got a better idea?
Those guys aren't gonna be very happy when they see what you did to their car.
Ben, I don't plan to be around that long.
How about a little encouragement, guys? I'm sure Spencer knows what he's doing.
Thanks, Mrs. Fowler. If the wiring is like most cars, I should be able to short the locking mechanism and get us out of here.
Hear that? Sounds like a good plan.
The trick is getting it accomplished before they come back.
For the last time, Professor, I want you to bring my brother back now.
But you already know the prototype was destroyed back in Ambrosia. Without that device, I'm afraid I can't help you.
I see. One final question, Professor. What's that small glass room for?
It's a vacuum chamber. It was designed to create an oxygen-free environment for experiments...
Get in.
What?
You said yourself that you're no further use to us. Get in.
But it's airtight. If you wish to hold us in a room, may I suggest...
He said get in, not give your opinion.
Hey, don't shove. We're going.
Gentlemen, please be reasonable. We'll run out of air.
That's gonna be the least of your worries.
I'll keep an eye on him while you get the cleaning equipment out of the car.
Cleaning equipment?
Know what I mean?
Oh, I like that. Cleaning equipment.
Professor, you okay?
I'm fine, Mike. But we've got some serious trouble on our hands.
I'm sorry. If it wasn't for me, they never would have been able to get in here.
No, don't blame yourself. I knew who they were.
You did?
I was contacted by Pop just before you arrived. The FBI suspected they might come here looking for another prototype, but it appears they had motives of a more personal nature as well.
Then why did you let us in here if you knew who they really were?
Because I couldn't let anything else happen to you. I'm afraid I've caused enough trouble for your family already.
But the FBI is on its way, right?
Yes, but they said it might take a while. Until then, it's up to us to stall and keep the blueprints from falling into the wrong hands.
How are we supposed to do that? The air's already beginning to feel thin in here.
I have one final option, if it'll work. But we must only use it as a last resort.
Are you getting it, Spencer?
Thought I had it, but I may have blown one of the fuses.
Oh, no! The big guy, he's coming this way!
What? Put the armrest back, Spence! Hurry, before he sees!
Ben, it's not quite that easy.
Oh, man, it's too late. He's here!
It's okay. He's walking past, to the back of the car.
Can anybody see what he's doing back there?
Sounds like he's getting something out of the trunk.
It looks like cans of gasoline!
Thank you. running out of air in here.
Oh, I am so sorry to hear that.
I propose we make a deal.
No deals.
All I'm asking is that you move us to another room. In return, I'll gladly give you this key to the second prototype I made.
Another prototype? Hey, this better not be a trick.
Thank you.
Oh, just give me the key and tell me where it is.
This chamber was not designed to support life. That's why it's most imperative that you relocate us.
Where is the key?
All right. I must admit, I made up the story about the key, but we needed air.
In that case...
No, you mustn't.
Get your arm out of the way, Professor.
Please be reasonable.
Warned him.
Professor Beaumont? Can you hear me? Professor!
And to make sure that you don't try something like that again... There! Let's see you get out of there now that the handle's busted off.
What's going on?
Yeah, the professor wasn't going with a game plan. But he won't bother us much longer. Start splashing the fuel around. We want it to look like an accident.
What are you doing?
What's it look like we're doing? Getting rid of evidence, including you.
Stop! Stop it, I'm warning you!
Oh, yeah, you're warning us now.
That's right. If you let us out of here, I promise you won't get hurt.
Gotta hand it to the kid. He's got spunk.
The professor may have been bluffing about the key, but not about the prototype. It's hidden. Here, in this room.
Is this another deal, kid? Because, you know, if it is, we're not buying.
The professor gave me this remote control before you knocked him out. I can operate the portal from in here.
What is that? A garage door opener?
I'm serious.
Yeah, so are we. Deadly serious. Get this bonfire started.
With pleasure. Stand back. Once I flick this lighter, the whole room will be engulfed in a matter of seconds.
Don't do it! This is your last warning. I'll push the button.
Nice try, kid, but you're bluffing.
Mister, I never bluff.
Kids. Give me a second to get down the stairs before you light up.
Yeah, I'll meet you at the car. Don't forget, we still got the others to take care of.
I didn't forget. Hey!
What's the matter?
The stinking door is locked.
Lockdown initiated. Portal sequence to commence in 15 seconds.
Hey, what's going on?
The kid, he did something. Make him turn it off.
In 10 seconds.
I can't! The door handle's broken!
Kid, turn it off! Turn it off!
I can't! In 5 seconds.
Break the glass!
It's too thick!
Well, do something!
Please, kid, make it stop!
What's happening?
The walls! They're actually twisting!
That thing? It looks like a tornado!
Wait. I think it's okay.
Look at it. It's like another world is in there.
Mike, honey, it's me.
Mom?
That's right, Mike. We're all here. Pop, Winnie, Spence, and Ben.
You mean we survived?
Paramedics think you're gonna be just fine.
What happened in there, Mike?
Winnie, it was awful. There was another time-space device. Like the one in Ambrosia.
You mean one of those black hole generators?
I warned them, but they made me turn it on, and the whole room began to spin and stretch and come apart, and... It swallowed those men, and I thought it would get us, too.
Easy, son. Just take it easy.
Professor, tell them what happened.
Yeah, Professor. What did happen?
Well, I'm sure we both experienced some pretty fantastic things. The classic hallucinations caused by oxygen deprivation.
Hallucinations? But, Professor, what about the time-space device? You admitted that you teleported that man to...
I was trying to stall them any way I possibly could, remember?
So none of that technology really exists?
But how do you explain the crop circle we found?
And if you didn't have some sort of teleporter, how did you escape the lab disaster back in Ambrosia?
Well, I know it must look a little strange.
Come on, Professor. After what we've been through, don't you think we deserve a straight answer?
Yeah, I wish I could tell you. I really do. But given the classified nature of this project, well, I can neither confirm nor deny. I can neither confirm nor deny.
All right, everybody. If you can drag yourselves another 30 yards into the diner, I'm buying.
Oh, sweet!
Oh, it's so good to be back home in Ambrosia again.
I've got to admit, there were several times I wondered if we ever see this place again.
I know what you mean, Spence. But once again, the good Lord was watching over us. Right, Mike?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Come on, guys! Last one in the diner unpacks all the luggage!
Hey, you got a head start, Ben.
I know!
Wait up, you guys! Come on, Mike!
I'm coming!
What's the matter, Gail?
It's Mike. I can see it eating away at him, Pop. He can't stop thinking about his dad.
Well, you and I suspected we'd get this news one day. But, Mike, he's been certain all this time that his dad was still alive. And so it's hitting him harder.
I know. I just worry that he's... well, that he's blaming God.
Give him time, Gail. He knows what's true. But like the rest of us, he's still grieving. I'm sure he'll land on his feet. Eventually.
Oh, look, I told you they'd be here any minute.
Hi, Grandma.
Hi, Mike. Now, comb your hair. A very important man has traveled a long way to see you.
Who?
Mike, this is Senator Jim McBain.
Pleased to meet you, Mike.
Oh. Hello, sir.
Mike, the senator drove all this way just to see you.
I was hoping we could talk about your father.
I know why you're here, and I appreciate what you're trying to do, but... you really didn't need to come all this way.
Senator, we've already told Mike what happened to his dad.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Fowler.
Good evening.
And you must be Gail.
Senator.
Well, now that you're all here, I might as well get to my point. Gail, after all your son's phone calls and given the new evidence that recently surfaced, we decided to send in a team to bring your husband home.
Thank you, Senator. We were hoping to have a memorial service next week.
You know what, Mike? Our recon team was able to verify that it was indeed your dad's plane.
I know. They already told me.
I brought you some pictures of what they found.
Now, wait a second.
No, Mr. Fowler, it's okay. It's okay. He needs to see this. Take a close look, Mike. Now, that's your dad's plane right there. Do you notice anything odd? Maybe something missing?
Something missing? There's hardly anything left of it.
Oh, Senator, please, you're upsetting him.
The pilot's seat, Mike. Don't you see? It's not there.
You mean...
look at those burn patterns on the cockpit floor. They can only be caused by one thing, an ejector seat being fired.
An ejector seat?
Oh, my.
Mike, your dad got out of that plane before it ever crashed. Now, this photo is the first real evidence that he may very well still be alive.
Did you hear that?
That's great.
What do you think of that, Mike?
I knew it! I knew it! Did you hear that, Mom?
I sure did, Mike. It's just... oh, it's almost too good to be true.
Oh, there. Now, Gail, dear, now that's
I'm
okay,
sorry,
honey.
Don't cry, Mom. It's like Pop always said. Sometimes God lets things get worse before he makes them better. Right, Pop?
That's right, Mike. That's right.
I think Mike and the Last Chance Detectives learned something important about trusting God, no matter what. And wow, what a ride! Hope you enjoyed it as well. The Last Chance Detectives is a presentation of Focus on the Family, created by Robert Vernon. Last Flight of the Dragon Lady was written and directed by Robert Vernon. Mike was played by Adam Wiley. Winnie was Mae Whitman. Spence was A.J. Noel. And Ben was Daryl Severa. Our cast included June Lockhart, Steve Canale, Jim Custer, Sherry Hersey, Pete Renaday, Greg Berger, Greg Baldwin, Ari Ross, and Irv Immerman. Engineering and sound design by Glenn Montjoy, and our producers were John Fornoff and Bob Hoos. Hope you enjoyed today's show. You're always welcome back for another mystery adventure of The Last Chance Detectives.